There's nothing more comfortable than an old pair of boots, but you've got to break them in first. Strike out on an old trail or a dusty road. You might even bump into Chip McCabe if you wander onto the wrong side of the tracks. Tuesdays at 7, Wednesdays at 1 on Cygnus Radio.
Metal Dad Radio, welcome back to another edition. I'm your host, The Metal Dad, and that, of course, Up in the Irons to start us off. Iron Maiden, Prowler, off of their debut album, first song off the first record. Iron Maiden, Iron Maiden. Why are we playing that this week? Well, because that album is celebrating an anniversary this week, April 14th, 1980, 45 years ago. Now, we've got a bunch of albums celebrating anniversaries this week. And three of them were all released the same year, the same week. And at the end of the show, you're going to be like, holy crap, what a week. And it starts with Iron Maiden, Iron Maiden, Prowler, name of that tune again. So, got a big, big show for you guys this week. We've got some new stuff. Obviously, I mentioned stuff celebrating anniversaries. We've got our record label showcase block this week, showcasing a label that maybe some of you have forgotten about. But let's start now with a band out of Finland who's so rock and roll, they're not even on Metal Archives. Band is called Rockets. And they got a new record out, or coming out, called Overload. Let's give you the title track right now. It's Rockets. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Can't handle it all on my own. Why don't you leave me alone?
Metal Dad Radio, and that right there, guys, absolute year-end contender from a band called Opia, who is from both Spain and the UK, and they've got a new record on Hammerheart that's about to drop April 25th called I Welcome the Eternal Sleep. And as I mentioned on our show last week with Lord Gates here, this is what the Candyman would call dad metal here in my house. Any type of gothic, doom, death doom, I'm on it. Opia is the name of the band. Great, great stuff. And the track was called The Fade. Before that, we gave you a band called Carante. And they are out of Italy. And they have a new record that just dropped on April 8th through Vaughn Records called Spiritus. They gave you a track right there called Interstellar Snakes of Gold. Starting off the block is a band called Rockets from Helsinki, Finland. And they have a record that's coming out called Bad Choices. Let me give you a track off that record called Overload. And you can find more about them at Rockets. It's R-O-K-E-T-S, no C. Rockets.bandcamp.com. Because, again, they're so rock and roll, you're not going to find them on Metal Archives. So there you go. All right, time now for our record label showcase block. We like to do this every few weeks. We like to take a record label, either an active label or a defunct one, and give you three albums from that label that I really dig. And we're going to do a defunct record label this week. It's a label that put out stuff mostly in the 90s and early 2000s. And really put out a lot of great, great, solid records that I dug, especially in the late 90s, called Redstream Records, or Redstream Inc. It was their official title. Founded by one of the dudes who was in the band Exit 13, which is interesting because one of the other dudes in the band Exit 13 was a co-founder of Relapse. But Redstream Inc. put out one of my favorite albums of the 1990s, in all honesty, from 1996. This is Bethlehem off their Dictius Te Nicare record. This is Schatten aus der Alexanderwelt. Metal Dad Radio.
Leichnams. Und der Worte mit besessener Hingabe, die erlösende Begierde meines fehlgebrechenen Untergangs. Yeah.
Metal Dad Radio, and that right there, our record label showcase block for Red Stream Inc., now defunct label out of originally Pennsylvania and then Florida. But three albums that Red Stream, three bands they worked with for a long time, including Krieg, who put out their 2004 album The Black House through Red Stream, as well as the album before that, Deconstruction Ritual. We gave you the track Nemesis. Before that, Skepticism from Finland. They were with Red Stream for a long time from the beginning of their career, including the album they put out in 1998 called Lead and Aether. And we gave you the track off of that called Forge. And starting off the block, Bethlehem, Dictius Te Nicare, which I believe is how you pronounce it. It's Latin. It's Latin for please kill yourself, actually, or you must kill yourself. And we gave you the opening number off of that at Schattenhaus de Alexander Welt. And when I said that it's one of my favorite albums from the 90s, I wasn't lying. I love this Bethlehem record. And mostly the vocals, man. They're just so off the charts. Love it. Love that record. All right. Let's go now into some albums celebrating anniversaries. I'm going to work backwards here. And there's a reason why. You'll know at the end of the block. But let's go back to 1995. April 17th, 1995, Deicide released their Once Upon the Cross album through Roadrunner. Let's give you the title track right now. This is Metal Dad Radio. We'll be right back. Metal Dad Radio. And that right there, Judas Priest. Living After Midnight, off of British Steel, released April 14th, 1980. Before that, Venom, Women, Leather, and Hell. Oh, Venom. That's off their At War with Satan album, released April 16th, 1984, through Neat Records. And starting off the block, Deicide, Once Upon the Cross, released April 17th, 1995, through Roadrunner Records. And now, if you remember, if you're keeping score at home, back at the beginning of the show, I said that this was one big week in one specific year. And you probably figured it out already. This week in 1980, Iron Maiden released Iron Maiden, the debut album of one of the greatest bands ever. Judas Priest this week in 1980 released British Steel. So right there, the new wave of British heavy metal is just blowing things up, right? But also released this week in 1980, the best out of all three of those records is Black Sabbath's Heaven and Hell, released April 18th, 1980, through Warner Brothers Records here in the States. That, folks, that, I mean, all released the same week in the same year, from the same country, by the way. Just throwing that out, too. Maiden, Priest, Sabbath, three classic records all released this week. That's insane. So let's give you a track off of Heaven and Hell. It is one of my favorite Sabbath records. Love this record. Of course, the debut of Ronnie James Dio on vocals. Let's give you the title track. Until next week, kids.